ALMR User Meeting. Mary, could you call the roll, please?
Okay. In the room, I have Mr. Buckley Clark, Mr. David Reed, Mr. Mark Newman, myself, Mr. Nicholas Stanislaus, Mr. Paul Fusky, Mr. Robert Hicks, and then on Teams, I have Scott Nelson, Jim Goodman, Aaron Kawala, Amber Schumper, Henry Cole, Bobby Carter, Mr. Rocco, John Crona, Eli Barry Garland. Received a message that Kyle Green will be joining late. Johnny Lane, Erica Bishop, Naomi Wiley, Pete Rougeau, Pete Summers, Ryan Marlowe, Scott Roberts, Brad Reed, Tara Kush, Caleb Laird, Mark Ball, Savannah Sullivan, Jeff and Zach Overmeyer, Josh Costco, and I don't know if anybody else joined after that. Let me see a couple. I have Cassandra Holzelet, Eric Gadzig, and that looks like Tim Smith, Zach McRae, and Zoe Clyde.
Well, thank you, Miss Mary. Thank you, Ms. Marion, and welcome everybody. So the first agenda item that we have on the meeting is to review and approve the March meeting minutes. Hopefully everybody had a chance to review the March meeting minutes. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the March meeting minutes.
Hello, Mr. Chair. Bob Carter here. I make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes.
Thank you very much, sir. And a second?
Robert Hicks, approve.
Thank you, gentlemen. Before we approve the meeting minutes, I would like to open the floor for any other additional questions, comments, concerns, and or additions. Hearing none, the March meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to the next item in the agenda is the review of the issues and risk log. Mary or Paul, could you please review the issues and risk log for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Everyone, this is Paul Fussy. The only issues and risk log we have right now is we are still looking to find a alternate for the Southeast. So I appreciate Aaron and Ms. Colara doing the work, making some phone calls. But Mary's got some emails also. But right now, we do not have an alternate for Southeast. That's been going on for quite a while now, but that's the only one we have at this time, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. And moving on to the next review of the action item list. Paul, could you give us an update for that, please?
I can do that, Mr. Chair. So the action item, there we go. So I was contacted back in February from the Alaska Power Association. They represent a lot of the electric companies around here. They want to become members of ALMR. So I reached out to them. We had several meetings. And then I did finally get an email back from them. So, and I'll just read the email into records here. It's now up to the utilities to pursue this if they want. It was never an option before, and they would all like to create, had to create their own systems. They will all have to evaluate their systems and ALMR to determine if they want to investigate it more. Some may have relatively new systems that they won't abandon, or they might have systems that are compatible and would not be able to make any changes until it's time to upgrade their system. But right now, the door is open for them, Mr. Chair, if they want to join ALMR, but APA is keeping me abreast on what they're doing. But that's all I have for now with this action item.
Paul, thank you so very much for putting that into the record, and thank you for following up with the Alaska Power Authority. Moving on to the next item on the agenda is the Operations and Management Office. So, Paul, you're still on hook. Can you take it over?
No problem.
Thank you.
I'll start out by welcoming everybody to the meeting, and I would like to apologize to the User Council Board. I had a short notice issue last month, so I couldn't make it. I want to thank Mary for giving my report, but just want to apologize to the board for not being here last month. I'd like to always try and make it here to make my appointments. So starting out, I did attend the Alaska APCO NENA meeting back on March 26th, and Stacy Day, Ms. Day, put the meeting minutes out, so very informative on that one. Mary is almost done sending out emails to all the member agencies to confirm their point of contact information is still correct, but we've had a lot of changes this year. So just ask, if you do get an email from her for updates or point of contact, please respond to those emails. Mary is also working on the second check of the cost share amount. She is already starting to get emails from agencies asking what it's going to be, but she wants to make sure that the numbers are correct. And once they are, she'll work with the membership agreement and with Ms. Warren on that one. But she's working on the second draft of that right now. On April 20th, I will be participating in the Department of Health statewide communication exercise. It will be entailing ALMR, sat phones, ham radios, and other types of emergency communications. Also, the Juneau Police Department change request form has been approved, so thank you for everybody signing on that one and getting that one done. And we are looking right now to have the Motorola and Mr. Reed, our security manager, down in Juneau the week of May 5th to complete the installation. Through the chair, Mr. Reed, that is correct?
Week of the 4th.
The 4th? The May 4th? Thank you, Mr. Reed. I have been getting some questions from folks out in the field. If they can use interrupt channels without a separate FCC approval. So, Mr. Chair, I'm just going to move over here from the agenda over to interoperability zone. So this is on our website. This is available to anybody who is an ALMR member. So this talks about the interoperability zones, what they used to be and what they are now, with the North, Central, Southeast, and the AWARN interoperability. So for the ALMR members, on the very bottom, channels 8, 9, and 16, which are National SAR, State Conventional, and State 1, call signs can be provided upon request. However, current members in good standing of ALMR are covered by a blanket frequency sharing agreement allowing the use of frequencies in the statewide interop zones. So if you are a member of ALMR, you are authorized to use the interoperability zone channel. So hopefully that answers quite a few questions, but Mr. Chair, we have been getting emails on that, so I just want to make sure that the members here today understand that. You do not need a separate FCC license to use the interoperability channels.
Thank you very much, Paul, for the clarification on that. I know that when Nate Skinner and I, you know, worked on that project a few years ago. That was clear at that time. I do understand that we have a lot of new people and the questions would come up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So continuing on, we've been doing a lot of work, thanks to Nick and his team and Buckley and his team for TDMA. So now we have activation of TDMA for Department of Public Safety in the Matsubura in the Kenai Peninsula. That has been completed. And also the Fort Wainwright Motor Pool has turned TDMA on for their talk group. So when we turn TDMA on for these areas, we send a lot of emails out to all the agencies that could be affected and all the dispatch centers to let them know ahead of time that we will be activating it. There was some programming issues that were fixed, but for right now, TDMA is turned on for them in those two areas and then also for Fort Wainwright. Are there any questions on any of that before I go to the document review? Hearing none for the document review, kind of a busy month. The Systems Management Office, Customer Support Plan, Virus Protection Policy, Records Management Policy, the Systems Backup Recovery Policy, and the System Key Usage Policy have all been reviewed and updated for March. And then going to our system metrics. So 2026, for the folks that are new here, we'd like to have a historical view of everything. So in green are the 2026 totals. So our calls for March were 1,874,512. Our push-to-talks for March were 2,835,084. Our busies for March were 308, which is down in here, per percentage of 0.0001%. We start looking at our sites below 3.9. Keep in mind the system is designed for 5.9, which is 99.999% up. We look at towers that are 99.9, so that's where the 3.9s are. We had a total of 9 of them. So the sites that were below 3.9s, we had the Alcan Electric fix the damage for the trims. Pega Road, we ALMR equipment was moved to a new shelter. Henny Range, we worked on a microwave. Haines and Skagway were connected with microwave issues. Alcantara, New Kinnick and Seward, their PMIs, which is regular maintenance. And Clear, we replaced the cable and isolator. So majority of that, we knew ahead of time what was happening, just maintenance, making sure everything's up and running for everyone. Our subscriber counts by zone. Keep in mind, Zone 1 is Denali Highway South, which also includes Southeast and Kodiak. Zone 2 is Denali Highway North. And then AML, Alaska Municipal League. And Zone 4 is our AWARN system. So that's why the 6,308 are municipality of Anchorage for the AWARN for Zone 4. Our total for the month of March was 31,875. We're down a little bit from February, but we're dropping down quite a bit from March. And I'd like to thank everybody who's turning in their subscriber requests and removing the older radios off the system. The state of Alaska for the total was 9,472. DOD was 8,618. Alaska Municipal League, which are municipal volunteer fire departments and boroughs, and Anchorage, 11,933, and federal was 1,852. So, anybody have any questions on the metrics or would like me to go over anything else before I move on? Mary, anything, any hands up?
No.
All right, Mr. Chair, I'll move on to the others. So the March offsite security audit was completed. The emergency management conference is ongoing downtown Anchorage this week. I was there all day yesterday sitting through some sessions and meeting with a lot of individuals and networking on there and answering ALMR questions. The executive council meeting is on April 16th. Mr. Stormo and some of his engineers attended the International Wireless Communications Expo. That was down March 15th to the 20th. They met with a lot of vendors down there and sat through a lot of sessions. There's other folks from Alaska down there. And then the Interfaith 2026 conference, that will be taking place on April 22nd here in Anchorage. So Mr. David Reed and I will be attending, and I've been asked to sit on a panel to discuss ALMR. The two final talking points are April 12th through the 18th is the National Telecommunicators Work Week. So I want to say thank you all the dispatch folks out there. Really appreciate keeping everybody safe. And as Mary mentioned before, she will be leaving at the end of May. So we have completed interviews and we're working on finalizing that for a new document specialist. That ends my report, Mr. Chair, pending any questions.
Thank you very much, Paul. Are there any questions for Paul? Hearing none, we can go to the next presentation, which is the SMO office. I'm going to turn it over to Nick. Nick?
Thanks, John. First off, I want to say, you know, that during this time frame of spring and summertime, you know, our PMIs are an uptick. So I want to thank you all for being patient with us as we get those completed. I know it can, you know, crime doesn't wait for anything, but we have to make sure that these sites are working, you know, as optimal as possible so that you can take care of these issues via radio communications. So thank you for being patient with us. Another thing I want to bring up, because there has been a couple dispatch centers that have done some moving around, you know, reorganizing their office, some furniture, moving consoles, you know, back and forth. And, you know, it's not a big deal. It's okay. But something both my daughter has learned very recently and a dispatch center has learned really recently, make sure to turn things off before you start unplugging things. Otherwise, you're going to potentially, you know, break certain things, fry certain things to the point of causing irreparable damage. So just, things don't like being unplugged arbitrarily. Turn things off first, please. And that's all I got.
Thank you, Nick. Any questions for the SMO office? Moving on to the State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. Turn it over to Mr. Scott Stormo for SOA. Scott?
Yeah, this is Buckley. I'll be speaking for Scott this week. Not a whole lot changing on the state side. We're continuing to take care of the infrastructure that supports ALMR. We've got a couple trips planned out here in the next month. Hopefully get back to the Henny Ridge site and finish that big project. We are working through some spending restrictions from DPS at the end of the year. So spending and overtime and travel are a little limited for us, but we will work through that and do what we can to take care of the system. That's all I have.
Thank you very much, Buckley. Are there any questions for Buckley? Do we have any representation for DOD?
We do not.
Thank you, Mary.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
This is Kaylin Dehart. I'm here. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay, Kaylin. Did you want to give us any updates?
We have nothing new this one. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Also, Kaylin, we'll be going through the User Council Representative update, so you can say that again. Moving on to the first bullet, it's the SOA components. So begin with DPS. Do we have anybody from DPS that would like to give us any updates? Hearing none, we can move to DOT. And all others. Scott, do you have any updates for us?
I do not at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Again, back to DOD components, U.S. Army. And Ms. Caitlin already gave us J-Bear. How about Eielson? Do we have anybody from Eielson that would like to give us updates? Moving to federal non-DOD, any updates from federal non-DOD? That's DOJ, DOI, or all others?
Nothing from the DOJ.
Thank
nothing
you, sir.
Nothing from DOI.
Excellent. And so moving to the municipal component, we start with Central.
Well, Tammy, three words, TDMA, TDMA, TDMA.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. How about from you, Tammy? Any updates? And hearing none, we can move to North.
Hey, John, this is Zach McCray with Matthew Burrow. Can I throw something in there for Central
real
quick?
Oh, please do, sir.
Okay, I'm not sure if anybody's aware. I've been working with the state here with the Matsu Borough up at Tanita. We will be in a joint effort with the state putting a new tower, 120-foot tower at the Tanita site, and that work is supposed to start this summer. And Alomar is going to get the top of that tower, so we'll gain about 40 feet on that site. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the update. I'm sure we'll hear more about that as it moves forward. Then we can move to Southeast. Aaron, do you have any updates?
No, sir.
All right. Before we get to new business, Paul, are there anything that we missed?
Mr. Chair, you've gone right down through my checklist, so we're right up to new business.
All right. Well, Paul, under new business, we have the review of the user council charter and the municipal region boundaries. Would you like to take that over for us?
I'd like to. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Paul.
User council members, the user council charter is on the ALMR website and it's reviewed periodically. As I was going through it, reading through everything, and anybody can look at this, like I said, but as we go through to Article 5, it starts talking about the members, which we all know, the DOD, AFPA, State of Alaska, municipalities, the 12 members that are on here. But under Section 5, boundaries and municipal regions, and then Appendix B, the geographic regions. So I was reading through here, Mr. Chair. The Southeast region includes all agencies that lay south of the line, extending southwest from Alaska Highway, crossing the border with Canada to McCarthy, not including the same, to the northern tip of the Falkirk Island, and then running northwest to Igigek, including the same, and extending out to St. Matthew. And the central regions comprise of agencies not falling into either northern or southeast. The northern region includes all agencies that lay north of the line, extends west, southwest, Alaska Highway, crossing the border of Canada to Squidna, and then running northwest to Unalaklik, including the same. Section 6, it's the responsibility of three municipal voting members to establish methods whereby the needs and preferences of the region they represent can be determined. This may be through regularly scheduled teleconferences, meetings, or other arrangements. Minutes from regional meetings should be kept, distributed to regional member agencies and the user council secretary, maintained by the regional representative and transferred as the regional members change over time. So as we read through here, it's hard to visualize this, Mr. Chair, if you start looking at 5.1 through 5.3. But if you go to the very last page of the charter, they do have the maps. And I was going through and reading the maps and looking at what they include for Southeast region, which includes up through here, down and across, here to Fognac, and then Igigik, and then over to St. Matt. I realize that Southeast region includes Kodiak, and we do have two towers in Kodiak, but the way the map is drawn, the way it's described, it also includes Seward into Southeast region. So I don't know if anybody's aware of that. I was not when So I started looking at the map more closely, but I know it's been assumed that Seward was part of the central region, but the way the map is drawn, Mr. Chair, Seward and Kodiak are actually part of Southeast. So I just want to bring that up to the user council members, if they want to keep it like it is, or if they want to possibly create a working group to change that, that is up to user council members, Mr. Chair. So I want to bring that up, the new business. Let folks know that according to the charter, those two areas are considered Southeast.
Paul, thank you so very much for bringing that to our attention. I think we all agree that the way that we've been utilizing the central region, for example, and including Seward, is what we'd like to, you know, continue. But again, that discussion is open to the group. And so, therefore, if we do want to keep it the way we've been interpreting it, we should probably redefine and redraw the boundaries. Any comments regarding that from the group? Tammy, are you on line here?
Mr. Chair, Tammy was not available today.
Okay. We'd probably want to talk to her offline then.
I believe so, Mr. Chair. Mr. Goodman is here. He represents the Central, and Ms. Kalara represents Southeast or online.
Right.
Yeah, this is Erin, and I had sent an email a couple years ago requesting that I not be responsible for Seward because I'm just so far away, and I neglected to follow up on that. So I totally support having things be closer to the section of the state that they're geographically located to.
Thanks, Erin. Jim, any comments from you? Mr. Goodman?
He dropped off, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Paul, I think we would like to, I'm pretty sure we'd like to redraw the boundaries and change the charter. Could you help us out with what the next steps would be?
Mr. Chair, what I can do, I can reach out to the two representatives and through the chair, Ms. Carlara, I apologize. That must have been before my time with the email. I don't remember seeing that if you sent it to me. But Mr. Chair, I can work with the two representatives, which are, if you look here under section 6, and I'll go back up here. We can set up meetings with the two representatives, Mr. Chair, under article 6, section 6 here of article 5, and we can set up the local meetings and we can talk to their members and report back to you if that would be acceptable.
That would be excellent. Paul, thank you so very much. Any other comments on this topic?
Through the chair, Mr. Lara, this is Paul. Would that be acceptable for you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The floor is open for new business. Any other topics that any member or anybody online would like to bring up at this time? Before I ask for a motion to adjourn, our next meetings are currently scheduled for May 6th and June 3rd. So at this time, I would entertain. Oh, did I hear someone comment?
Mr. Chair, this is Paul. It's June 10th. I've updated it here on screen.
Paul, thank you so very much for correcting me. So the next meetings are currently scheduled for May 6th and June 10th. So with that, I would entertain a moment to adjourn. a motion to adjourn, that is.
Hi, this is Scott. I'll do the moment and the motion to adjourn.
Mr. Nelson, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. And a second, please. This is John Rockwell. I will second that, and we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate your help and support.